Elu Trefus Shirbez Belo Shishua Yud Adar Aleph Hetov Shimon Vav February 1986. Owens, they continued.
But the Rambam emphasized so many times that it's more than a certificate. But anyway, in Aloch Yudveis, he uses one expression, in Aloch Yudgimu he uses another expression. Aloch Yudveis, he says that when the doctor say the TF Shitzachia, we don't know, in Aloch Yudgimu he doesn't say we don't know. But it's straight anyway, because Aloch Yudveis. In other words, but the Sarashove, in both halachas is, we don't pay attention to the doctors. So in halacha Yudbeis, he says, we don't pay attention to the doctors. And in halacha Yudgimu, he says, we don't pay attention to the doctors. In other words, if you want to know what's straight, what is kosher, you have to learn in yeshiva, not go to medical school. Because by going to medical school, you won't be able to pass what is straight and what is kosher. That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Shrit, in both halachas. But then, let's see a Lashon HaRambam. Hilchas Shrit, Tzeach, Lashon HaNefesh. There is a halacha here, it's a treife, it's potter of nisi. It doesn't mean, Chas V'Sholem, that there is no nisi of Tzeach, but it's potter of nisi bezni, it's a Tzeach he is. There is Tzeach he is. But there is no mitzvah test. What is written in it? So the Shikubetzes in Bobokame, at the end of the second period, mentions the Chuper of Prodeset in Nigash. And he says that the Treife Deya means a person who is afflicted with one of the Makkes, the Utres Treifes. Mention the connection in vain. That's what the Shikubetzes mentions in the main Mamish at the end of the second period of Kisadare. But let's see what the Rambam says about it. Alright. So So he talks differently than in Yuchashrit. He says, never mind what the doctor says. It's immaterial. If the doctor say, in respect to a mako, that is not included in the list of rapists, that it's fatal, don't listen to the doctors. Because that's just, if the doctor say, in respect to a mako, that is included in the list of rapists, that Efshar Shetiach Yeh, don't listen to them either. The doctors are right, but pray for it is anyway. But in other words, what the Sarashovi is, you ignore what the doctor says. But in respect to the Aloha, the Ahirik is a pray for Potter, so the Rambam says, you have to go to medical school and find out what kind of a Ahiri is fatal, what kind of a Ahiri is not fatal. Now, if somebody went to medical school 15 years ago, so he studied there that if somebody has tuberculosis, it's fatal. Today, when somebody goes to medical school, so you find out that tuberculosis is not fatal. So what is our, somebody kills a person who is affected with tuberculosis, is a higher risk test, no, it's part of the risk test. The answer is, according to the Rambam, depends. When did he kill him? When did he kill his son? When did he kill him? If he killed him in 1936, then he's part of the risk test. But if he killed him in 1986, he's high business. How is it? Showing the thing doesn't change. But the answer is, the halacha of treife by Odom, the Gaber Ritziche, is based upon the fact of Gaber Ktele. Gaber Ktele. So what means Gaber Ktele? If a person suffers from a mako that is fatal, even if there is a cure, but of what avail is the cure if the doctor, no one knows. So what good will it do to him? So he is destined to die. 1936, somebody had tuberculosis, he was destined to die. So no hope. So maybe he had any of the other tailors. Today, there is a cure. So he's hiding me. If somebody will kill today a patient with terminal cancer, he'll be put on the list. Maybe, hopefully. A year later, maybe he'll be hiding the best. So in other words, in respect to the halacha of treife by Odom, in connection with the heiliges of treife, that depends upon the actual cure, not whether there is a potential cure. But the actual cure can vary from generation to generation. From generation to generation. But as shown, the din doesn't change. In other words, the din is the same. In other words, if somebody kills a person who is afflicted with an organic defect whereby he's destined to die and there is no actual cure, even if potentially there is a cure, so then he's a gavatele. So that's why it might change from generation to generation. Right. Now let's see what the Mitziv says. Now, one more thing before we go to Mitziv, I have to mention. Turn to the Mishneh. Turn to the Mishneh. Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph. There it mentions, Rabbeinu Ksheri Dudeinu. Nitla Tchul, Nitla Klois. The lower jaw was removed, so it's kosher. So the Mishnah says, Halacha Chaf Gimel is here. There it says, Halacha Chaf. It's Perikhas Mechashchite, Halacha Chaf Gimel. So the Mishnah says, Nita Lechi Atachtin Shir. How about Lechi Rehyen? Lechi Atachtin, that's inside. But how about Lechi Rehyen? Suppose the upper jaw was removed from the brain. Completely removed. Is it kshir or kshir? So many rishonim say that why does the Mishnah say nita lechi atachti, even lechi atachti? Nitalach atachtim, me al haboso v'asimonim chubon biboso. That's the lower jaw, and the simonim, the esophagus, and the windpipe are attached to it. So even the lech atachtim is kosher. But lech elyin certainly chill. Say, the simonim, the windpipe is attached to it, the esophagus is attached to it, so then it's very full. Look, Marshall Shale, but like the alien certainly Shale, the Rambam is real. The Rambam says, Mishnah only says, Nitalechi Atachtin Shale, thus implying, Lechi Elyin is very full. Lechi Elyin, Shenital Treifo, Pirkhes, Mil Cheshchite Aloche Chob Gimol, Aval Nital Atachtin, Kin Shenit Mamad Mikim Asimonim, Veloine Kroa Rezim Terez. His Mishnah says, Hatru Tamal Rabbein, Shechein Kosa, Vichihi Sifal Atreifes Yeish. The Tur is Masik on the Rambam. The Rambam is guilty of being Masif on the Treifes. He misif no atreifes. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah of El Treifes, and not in any Braise, not in any Menor and Gemore. The Rambam himself was Mechadish in El Treifes. So is Chayosh. The Chachmeluniyu, the Chachmeluniyu, Huk Sholem Kach, the Shaul Rabbeinu, the Himo Shinto Lecho Elien Treife, Bono Ban Yosenu, Shomana Ayim Azeh, the Koyomira Bineinu, Kishema Mitlechatach, the Kosher Rebusa Hashnimon, אפל פי שנראה כאיקו, וכל שכלך אליין, והשיב להם, מי תולו הסימונים בלך התחתן, עד שתוך השליקו, דש הסימונים תלויים מהם, ונקרא אחרי יחוב נחלושי, אבל מספצל שלך התחתן, רוחי קר ונחצה בו. And so on, I mean, that's not important now. So he says, at the end he says, that the reason, or the second big line, because of Mishnah, בינינותי הולכי לאליין, יבד הקה, ונינסו פי הקונה מגולה לאוויה, ומיד קונס הרוח בכל נשימו נשימו, כמו שקונס לסך פי השישו, וחלי, וביים אותי קרל הרי ותומס אבימה, ואין לכו מי שקומיו, חיו יש המזו, ומפני זה, מונו נטו אסלחי התחתים דווקא בשיר אסלוי. So he says the reason is why. He says, נטו לאחי אליין, straightforward because the upper jaw are removed. So then the wind, the elements of nature will act upon the lungs and the behemoth will die in one day. That's what I'm saying. So it's incoming or high. But English is for a breakfast. This is I'm not lazy because basic means I mentioned new treife that Chazal never mentioned. But here, even though Chazal didn't spell it out, but by implication they mentioned it. By saying in Mishneh, Mital Lechi Atachtin Shiro, so they imply Hol Lechi Elyin treife. So why isn't it mentioned among the other yet? It's a kata. The tool is must. And the tool says, that Nital Lech Elyin is Kshel, because the more that you mentioned. Now, let's... שקידש משפט עם חובייס פוסק למה יען שקידש תיום יהיו בוסה בסרט כל כך זכיר להקלת השליחן הישאי וכיוהר והם יובו וזהו הלו הרמב״ם ילכת מחלות השור שקל דלת ובחודו שנעו לבטריפס וזהו שאין לדל ראש הרמב״ם ומטריפו שלו מייסה אסור או יוכל מבוזה יבגור עד בידירה בתמרים או בוסה לקלת מייסה כי יעדים שבוסה או לקלת הול למדל ראש הרמב״ם Hold the mother shot if I'm over to Rishi Tov, Chai said, Yeah, I'll be sure you saw. You know, the woman smacks my good cell, the actual old witch smacks my good cell, I saw. We can't know who Chachonin is at all, call you, come your חיות טרייפון, עד כאן שני, ולחירת רבים כמונים של פיפוף, ניבוי, המלכסים, לעקל את השכנסי של טרייפאים, אלא כשני חיו, והרביש פרסל טרייפס ניבוי, אז היא כפלוחת אמרוי בזה, היא טרייפה חיו, אינה חיו, ואפילו ענן בכאן מלמד, אינה חיו, מביסה חיו, ולא אם נקלת השכנסי, זה חיו עוד נראה לו, ולא אם נקלת, זה חיו עוד נראה לו, ולא אם נקל את השליחון, אבל ככה זה. תהן את חייפה... So it's his first cash against the Rambam is, when the Rambam defines treifo, Nederlands. So he says, but that's stolen in Machlekes. In Machlekes, whether treifo chai or treifo in a chai, so why does he define? True, he passed from treifo chai. But since there is one mandoma who says treifo chai, we pass from treifo chai. But since there is one mandoma who says treifo chai, so that should be a raya, that even the mandoma who says treifo chai, it's only a simen, but that's not the basis of the halachic treifo. So why does the Rambam mention it as the basis of the halachic treifo? But few anandi kalim kaimon in chai, mizeis a chai, the milat von Lundkal, the Melkachonian, the Hanach, the Alkachonian, the Hanach treifo shenis kam mishnikum alachon mishmesinai. כי בו דגמור אמרו לחס מטריף את מנעולמי של מסיני ופטריף את זה הוא פריגה עם טריף החי אלוהי ואפילו מנדום השני החי אין אפילו שני מריפור כמו שכוסף הרמב״ם בחירושו פריצה לסכום דף הים זיין והרם בפרקים ומוד ייסד דף עם דלת גבי הנה דמוכה בחוליה וקטלה שימו שמוכה כושר לגבירה דמבד ולסום לחי אבל דעס הרמב״ם אין כאין לא פריר שני חי ומעצים מי שמריפור כמו שכוסה תיסווס, תחס דחון התחס לנו קבוע, ונעידה דחון קב שיבאות רפואה מתחלנו קבוע, משום שאין איזה מילו, ולכן עמם מתחלן החיו, משום נגמירה שאין חייס מעליהן, אבל רפואה מענו להם, ועוד עם עמם שאין איתה ישראל יש לי סופי, הוא דין חששין שמו יר על המאיסת המרפס, שסופי רוחק, נסי, אני, ודנציל, את קמפידנס, when you heard medicine, you see, because many doctors can say, talk today disparagingly of herb medicine. The Chinese doctors talk about their medicine. But you see, they believe with Chinese doctors. He says, ובאדה יראו לאיסף אמרפיס איסו טריפס וחיו ומכל מוקים טריפו וטריפו ומתקונה כי איסף דף סמך עשם בייז So he's mentioning a new pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam is חלק על רמבן עם דרם. In the Rashbo, he doesn't mention the Rashbo also has the same shit. When he say טריפו נחיו, what does it mean טריפו נחיו? If the טריפו is left alone, we don't take it from the behemoth to the doctor. But if the behemoth, the treifo gets medical treatment, shul nada, or it means with all the medical treatment in the world, it is safe. So the Ramban and the Ram and the Rashbo say peachot, the treifo in a chayo means that with all the medical treatment in the world, it's still safe. It's still safe. But he says the Rambam shit is not like the Rambam Shiti is treif in a chayo means if you leave it alone, it will die. So naturally, if the behemo has a perforated lung and you don't give the behemo any treatment, so then it will die. But if you give medicine to the behemo, so then it will live. But still, since by itself, without medical treatment, it will die, so mele we say, treifo in a chayo. And the reason is why with beis chedesh is me'anefo sopik treifo. Because when a behemo is sopik treifo and we see it survive for 12 months and we know that no doctor attended to the behemo, so we don't anticipate the possibility maybe the behemoth stepped on something that the caves and into the attic and the moldy substance, and the male was cured of its infection or whatever. I mean, why should we conjure up such unusual phenomena? So the male, it's a raya that it's not afflicted with one of the makis that makes a tree. It makes a tree. But if we know it's a tree and still it survives, so then we say, I suppose that the behemoth happened to trespass upon certain herbs, and that cured it. All right, this is what the Rambam, this is, but Achashachim, hello Rambam, mitachsib asherat ashtuch nisi, v'yeshim t'har v'treifes, shim v'chal loch l'mish n'sinai, lo shoyevor shim yichil lichli sattu al b'ripo, v'inkin hui al l'kelep, v'gam kim v'chal treif, uch mishedas Rambam mitlachel y'treifem z'atam, v'oche, yesh, I gab ne treife, die kommen auch. Ma hat der Osel und Chachas Ramban, ma hat die Isse da von Dalle, ma hat die Moche, die Kulje, die Gscheher, die Schmidmire, die Badl, die Somme Chaye, die Chols von der Treife, die Singel und die Fuhe, die Schanne Hoche, mischum, die Moche, die Kulje, die Kulje, die Kulje, die Kulje, die Kulje, die Kulje, die Badl, die Somme Chaye, die Gscheher. So, der Mitzitze ist das ein bisschen frisch. Der Mitzitze, it's a matter of fact, I think the job in the world was said the same thing. It's not clear in the Gemara. The Tzitz says, according to the Rambam, there are two types of treifes. There is one treife that is based upon the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. Halacha of Mishneh Sinai. The tres treifes. Halacha of Mishneh Sinai. Why is Nikafer? Nikaf, Reyev, treifo, because the halacha of Mishneh Sinai declared it as treife. Chayo or not chayo, it doesn't matter. One mandoma says chayo. And even the mandoma who says ina chayo, first of all, the mashal says ina chayo means only reif treifes ina chayo. But there is a new treifes, the chayo, and the Rav Amir in Chum, the beginning of the treifes says the same thing. The Rashbo, you should be tzadik ches, you should go over the tshuva tzadik ches. It's a very remarkable tshuva. So he says the contrary, that it means that all treifes ina chayo. Not just that. But even if we assume all traits, it's not an essential fact. It's a statistical fact. It's a statistical fact. But the reason as to why it is a Chalishan trait, because Allah Mishneh Sinai declares it a trait. Declares it. That's one type of trait. Then there is another type of trait that is based upon the fact that it's made alone. It's based upon the fact that it's in the lomos. So then, even if it's not included in the law of Mishneh Sinai, it would also be treif. If it's in the lomos and there is no cure, and that's the reason as to why the Rambam mentions nitul echil elyin as treif, not on the basis of the law of Mishneh Sinai, not on the basis of the law of Mishneh Sinai, but on the basis of nitul lomos, on the basis of nitul lomos. So in other words, so there are two halachas mentioned in the first Mishnah of Treifes. One halacha of Treifes that are included in the halacha of Mishneh Sinai, the Yitres Treifes, that are included in the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zeh Aklal, Kol Shein Komeo Chayo, is Treifo. So you ask, what's the importance? But if it's included in the halacha of Mishneh Sinai, so then, it's treifa because Allah is Mishneh Sinai. Nachtimine would be ligabe nitl echa'elien. So nitl echa'elien was not included in the list of the Yitras treifas. But the Chachomim had a kabbalah that nitl echa'elien cannot live. And there is no cure for it either. So Mele, they expressed it in the second Mishnah. The Mishnah be mechiru the beino, nitul lechi atach mechiru, implying nitul lechi elyein is treifo. But why didn't they include it in the list of the first Mishnah? Because there the Mishnah is interested to mention the treifes that are based upon the halacha of Mishneh Sinai. But nitul lechi elyein is based upon the fact of of Netalamus. But Netalamus there doesn't mean Netalamus even with medical treatment. Netalamus means not only if it's left alone, but even with all the medical treatment in the world is Netalamus. Masha'in came, the treifa in a chayo of the treifas of Allah in Sinai, there it's only a sinner, a statistical fact. So there the inachayo means without medical treatment, but with medical treatment, it can be higher. Now, so the Ramban's raya is that inachayo means even with medical treatment, because the Gemara said that Mandalet, in regard to an injury in a kidney, it's not painful because they have a kabbalah, that there is a cure, but so that's a raya that inachayo means even with medical treatment. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara says that in regard to Mochu Bukulye, because it's not listed in the Yitres Treifes, but some Chachomim came through the Rabame. And they suggested that it should be mentioned as a Treifah. So Treifos Rabbi said, in Lehesi, since it was not included in the list of the Yitres Treifes, so maybe it's not Treifah on the base of Aloha Shem Sinai. But then yes, there is another Aloha of Netalamus, that Lakara Tashlichan is, so the Rambam says, we learn out that it's Netalamus and we are in Kelet, so let it be Treifah on the base of Netalamus. And the basic little almost only there is no cure, actual or potential. And here we have a Kabbalah, there is a potential cure. Actual cure, no, we don't know, so what? So years later, so doctors will find the cure for it. So this is what the Hamid Gavar says. Hamid Gavar, Halachat Gavar, says in the Shikasar. Now, so tomorrow we'll continue to discuss the Shikasar Rambam, and then we'll try to go over the Tesfes, and we'll try inside to go over the Ramban and the Rashbo. Okay.
Gemara Elo Trefos, Shir Gimel by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Aleph Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shem Mem Vav, February 20th, 1986, on Thursday.
Now, the Teretz mentioned by the Tziv and the Rambam is a very important Teretz. The only amazing thing is the Tziv doesn't mention that the Dogon Mavova says either the same thing or something very similar. It all depends how you explain the Dogon Mavova. And the Shach and the Kudizakesi in Simon Chavtes says the same thing. No one mentioned it. And you see, the Nitziv says it in the Shittas Aramba. But, and the Dorm of Ova also says it in the Rambam. But the Shach and the Gudas HaKesef, he doesn't say it in the Rambam, he says it. Stam. In other words, there are two types of treifes. There is one treife that is based upon a law relation. And whether it's high or not high is not important. It's not essentially important. It is important in the case in connection with the Sophic trade. It's only a semen. But, and then there's another trade that is not included in the list of our local missions. For example, Nitlach Elie. It's not included in. But the Chachomim had the Kabbalah according to the Rambam that if the Lechi Elyin was removed, the Behemoth cannot live. As the Rambam and the Chubito Chachma learning themselves, because then all the elements of nature will immediately act adversely on the lungs, and it will interfere with the breathing. Some melee won't be able to live very long. So, some melee, it is treife, even though it's not included in the list of treifes of the aloha mishmishina. But because of the aloha of Neitalamus, and what's the chat of Neitalamus? Neitalamus is to be distinguished from the inner chayo of the treifes of the aloha mishmishina. The inner chayo of the treifes aloha mishmishina means inner chayo, if it's left alone, without therapy. But with therapy, it can live. It can live. Now, so then you ask, so how is it that if we see it survive for 12 months, so then we come to the conclusion that it's not a treifel? Maybe it is a treifel. Maybe it has a perforated lung. And the reason is why it survived, because it received therapy. The answer is, should we conjure up the possibility that it received therapy at all? It's not a derech, you know, to take a behemoth to the hospital, you know, I mean, maybe today it is, but in the old days, it certainly wasn't customary that when a behemoth becomes sick, to take it to the hospital. So, some melee, it couldn't have survived without therapy, without treatment. But with treatment, it can survive. That's the inachayo of the treifes of the aloha mishmishinai. But the treifo of Neitalamus means Neitalamus, and there is no actual or potential cure. Nothing whatsoever. So there are two types of prayers. Now, what does the Rambam and the Rashba say? The Rambam Shita is, the treifa nechaya means without treatment. But with treatment, it is chaya. So then the question, but the Rambam and the Rashba mention a raya from the Fundalet in whom that a certain person was accustomed to hit the behemoth in the kidney, and that was a fatal blow. So some chachomim suggested before Rav Abbe that any injury in the kidney, so should be declared as treifo. Now, Rochis Bar Pope says that it is treifo, but a certain kind of lacus. And we pasken only if it has reached, if the injury has reached the leaven shetchulio, the white portion of the kidney. Otherwise not. But we see empirically, we saw that any blow to the kidney is fatal. Whether it's the mokma leaven shetchulio or not the mokma leaven shetchulio. So Rav Abbe said, we cannot be lazy from places. We cannot be lazy from places. But Miralon, the Midr, the Samone Chai, we have a Kabbalah that when there is an injury in the kidney, but medical treatment will be effective. Some melee, it cannot be declared as treifa. So the Rambam Dravor mentioned a riot from this Gemara that in Dalet, that Kol Shein Komeo Chaya Treifa means even with refus, even with medical treatment. So how can the Rambam say that Kol Shein Komeo Chaya Treifa means if it's left alone and the medical treatment is not administered? But it's the more precious. The answer is this. So the Tzitz says, is the very simple answer. There are two types of treaties. There's a treatise that is based upon Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So the treatise is based upon Halacha Mishneh Sinai. We also say in a Chayah, but there in a Chayah means that in a Chayah without medical treatment, but with a request, it can live. Then there is another type of treatise that is based upon the fact that there is a longest. Even though it's not included in the Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So the Neitzel Lomus Treifa, when it's not listed in the Halacha Mishneh, in the list of the Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So there, it must be so fatal that there is no cure, actual or potential. Now, Mocho Bechulie, or Mocho Beginamorshe, the other case in the Gemara, so it's not I'm not listed in the previous or in the treatise of Halacha Mishneh Sinai. But some Chachamim suggested that it should be declared as treifah on the basis of Neitzel Lomus in regard to the type of treifah of Neitzel Lomus. If Mevatel is a Moneh Chayeh, so it's not Neitzel Lomus. Even though the doctor's present, so don't know the cure. But there is a cure. Mashenkin, that's the shit of the Rambam. Mashenkin, the shit of the Rambam and the Rashbam is that even the treifes of the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, when we say Nechayo, it means that even with medical treatment, it's a Nechayo. Even with medical treatment, it's a Nechayo. Okay. Now let's see, the double Mavavo. You should have the Yodeh. I mentioned it several times. You have to have the Yodeh. First, let's run over quickly the Sinoch test. It's a very short Sinoch. Shmeidon Yitrei to say, Yismonon Dan Chenek Nefesh. If that makes it easier for you to remember, okay. Dan Chenek Nefesh. Druso Nikubo Haseiro Nitulo Ruo Nifulo Psiko Shvo. Fine. Now, look Nidorum Nevoh. So, Ule says, Shmeina Treifes Halacha Mishneh. So what? One of the five categories is Drusha. Now, the Torah mentions the positive Mishpati, Ubosa Basode Treifel Lizachir. What's the literal meaning of Ubosa Basode Treifel Lizachir? Any behemoth, any Bosa that was torn by beast, by lion, you shouldn't eat. Bakelotashkinas. Now, what does it mean, torn by beast, by lion? Drusa. The lion tore the behemoth by putting its claws on the organism of the behemoth. So Drusa is mentioned in the Torah explicitly. So why was it necessary to mention it in the Halacha Mishneh Sinai? That's what the Devil Malova is. לחיר לא מרוצח רוסו עם הלוח דבר מובאו אם הרוצח רוסו עם הלוח מסיני על אימפירס בקיון ובדעת מי שגרמו עם דעת מי שירגיס ונדחק it's a very strange דעת מי it's a very strange דעת very strange אוי תקושר לי על כולו לא מרוצח להלוח על מי ועל הקסיב זה איס החיו שאין החיו לזה אחד אם כן דבר זה משנה חיו ויחייס, הוא יהיה חומש רבינו לידע בחוכמס הטבע. חוכמס הטבע, דוד מפני חוכמס הטבע, by performing experiments, חומש רבינו performed experiments, experiments have been performed in the course of hundreds and maybe thousands of years, but Moshe Rabbeinu so it was revealed to him. Which machles are not names. But that's not the halacha in Sinai of Freifes. Halacha in Sinai of Freifes means the halacha in Sinai. These 18 machles made the name of the Lord. But besides that, it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu which machles are names and which machles are not names. Which machles are not names. Some mele. Why was it necessary to have a halacha in Sinai? 18 matis made the behemoth in the faithful as long as it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu which matis are meanings, and we know the faithful and the chayo. So these 18 matis mentioned the Halacha Moshe Sinai, so are faithful, and that was already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not the revelation of the halacha in Sinai. So why is it necessary to have our halacha in Sinai? That's what we just said. Yim kein doz eh mashinani yachil yachizhi yom efsa bein oid vachok masateva. Elo anir ala nizaiti dam paskinon simon yitreifo yitbeis chayish. Yiu haina yisof yitreif. Abol vadai yitreife lo imahani yitbeis chayish. Oh, the Shemim say that except that once you get in your mention of Chaim, all right, it's a shift to put the Yimeir in Shinko. Yizoy Sachayo, have a new damage in Choyo Yibbeis Chayde, at Yolkima Shud Ha'anes, Mikol Mokim Aru Yachayo, Vava Aminu Shekshayo, Yitzcha Allah Chomesh Nishinai, Sheshmine Tchayde Tzalolu, Yolkutim Yitzchayde, af Yivichyo Yomim Yishon Rabbi. Mi kin kam druso un sakhoy no mi shin sin alena shin bara mi eso tayne shoy no ere shi shola bi vor ma mini shu frei un khlutin a tu yikh ye di beis khayt au ze mo bi morela ki kla ki se roch leina shein ne khol shmen mi malo du lo ne ma trei di fu mi shin sin ay un mo kommer tu trei fu mi ki a khos ki sa khayo shein a khayo mi se kha וכבוהי רוחי של הכוס הזוהי נחי ענת כמיני שיגר על הכוס הזה רוחי ויגיח ידי שחידש הרי יקשרו אבל נסלם גם לכוס הזה רוחי שפי ובזה נקצור את הרמב״ם שפוסק להר ביובה ששמין את רוחי שמיימו ופוסק להוד רוחי I think that what the double nabobo means is the same karazelizzi. The same karazelizzi. In other words, the Rambam Shiki is the other type of prefe. There is one type of prefe that is based upon the local nation in Sinai. Yes, Chayon, not Chayon, it's not an essential prefe. It's true. One man donor on the pastor like that says, prefe in a Chayon. So, and let's assume like the Rashbo, not like the Marshal in the Mir, the Treifa in a Chaya means all Treifas in a Chaya, but there are new Treifas in a Chaya. But it means all Treifas are in a Chaya. All Treifas are in a Chaya, as the Rashbo says. But that's not the essential thing. As the Rashbo says in the Tshuva. So he says that even if a Beina, first of all, he says, somebody inquired of him that it was empirically determined many traces of the Gemara can live. So the Rashi says, don't believe that. We don't know. We cannot ask Shalom, you know, reject the Halacha in Gemara on the basis of what people say. And the Doni said, and even if it will live so many days, like the Chayla Oretz, so it's still Chayla. So the Shach, in Sinan Zayin, says, what does he mean? He says, don't believe it. And also, it's not true. So when we say, even if it's Bulgari, it means supposed to be darkness, and the more said with a beer. So certainly could be. So even if certain behemoth is darkness, for some reason, the behemoth is darkness, that has a perforated form, and lives. So it's still great. Why? Because the trefoil is based upon a lot of images. The trefoil is based upon a lot of images. So, and it's high or not high, it's not important. It is of significance in case of the subject type. That's a statistical thing. It's not an essential. So even if a certain behemoth will live with darkness, it's still aso. But then there is another type of trade that is not included in the list of our commissions. Being a higher ashateha or being a higher, I mean, so it's a higher shatech, higher chayo, shein a chayo lo yiseich. So trefel a chayo. So this is only a statistical fact, it's a semen. And even though all trefes are in a chayis, but in case we do it, and the Rajput says we shouldn't believe the people who say they tested it in theory. They made a mistake. But suppose there is a behemoth that does live many years, so she's still grateful. And then the Rashbam in Chilis said, "Tres or something else." He said, "You know, there's a lot of phobias that cannot be done. That whenever a certain chaser is grateful, so a chaser is also grateful." Now, the halacha is, if the behemoth's upper part of the leg, what we mean, was removed, so then it's grateful. So suppose the behemoth is born, and this kind of migration, mutation, happens sometimes. He's born and with an extra leg, hind leg, so it's also grateful. So the one who inquired from the Rashbam, he said, that the noble of Venus were born next to the leg, so all this I cannot put from it, so it's very fun to live. So this the Rashbam doesn't deny that it might be so. So he says that the three point of Chayo applies only to the Chosin, but to the Yesar doesn't apply. The Chayo applies only
or Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah.
what it means, loss of the holy, where it was bruised in the portion, in the white portion of the kidney. So it's very important for the snake alumnus. But for snake alumnus, there is no extra fuel, there is no potential. But this is the veil. No one can doubt that. Suppose a certain day, who's left the enemy in the moon, who will live the darkness, then it will be shared. This is why the government of Roman says. So, isn't that the same thing that when it says, I'm the same thing. None of the same thing. The same thing. Now, the Maheshes, one of the daily, he was born there. Some of the killings of first, I think I was considered the greatest one. But Rabbeinu Ahikesh was also one of the daily ador. It's the Maheshes. So the Maheshes apparently understood the double novel in difference. I think that the Pshat and double novel is like a musician. But the Maheshes understood the double novel in a different sense. He says he establishes a creation. I don't think it is all the arise. He says there is whole subject. There is also the attack from Zion. Oh, I don't want to go back from Zion. The city of Nisukenes. Now there is a aloha of Nisukenes. Nisukenes is to be distinguished from Vayu. Nisukenes is to be distinguished from Vayu. So, what is Nisukenes? Trip, so you know that when Zion says, Trip for means Haseo. But suppose the behemoth suffers, is in Sikenes, it's on the verge of death. But it's not a chassid. It has its function. The blood doesn't function. There are all kinds of functional defects, not an organic. Treifes consists of chassid. That's an organic. But suppose that if the ego has a functional defect, that is fatal. So there, it's not fatal. What is it? Suppose it is determined that her hours or her minutes are to be counted. Now, so what is the aloha by Nisukenes? So, Nisukenes is Kshem. There is no success not to meet the person of Nisukenes. But Al-Bedin, it's Mutabach, Nisukenes. As long as you manage to share while the Behemi was still there. But since the Behemi is Nisukenes, and the Behemi is Kisses, at the verge of death, so there are always three change. Maybe before the shrita was completed, the behemoth was dead already. Some of it ends like Shakti, he dead behemoth, of course. So it's a joke. So the aloha of the Kenneth is, the Mishnah says, she has to be with her chesis. She has to show at the end of the shrita, or the end of the school. So we ask him to have to show pirkus. Pirkus means convulsions, certain actions, movements, muscular movements. So if the behemoth shows pirkus at the end of the shite, then we look at him with the lachem. But if he doesn't show pirkus, then we are finishing. Maybe the behemoth died a split second before the act of shrieking was completed. So Nisukenes is mutaris, but we have to make sure that the behemoth was living until the finalization of the shrieking. So the more, Sikashe, Mora says that there is a difference between Treike and Mishkanes. Both are destined to die. But Treike is destined to die because of the song, is a chaseon. Mishkanes, no song, no song, no decision, weakness, whatever, or whatever. So the more Sikashe, maybe Mishkanes, also Asuro. Maybe Mishkanes is also Asuro. So the Gemara says we couldn't say that Mishkanes is Asuro. Maybe every Mishkanes is straight. So the Gemara says no, we couldn't say that every Mishkanes is straight. Because then every Nivele comes in Mishkanes before he dies. Person before he dies, well, it's true sometimes you read cases of people who are the best of all, and all of a sudden they expire. But usually, when a person dies, so he can't sleep. So some are sick for 5 years, and some are sick for a month, and some are sick for a day, some are sick for an hour. Sometimes the person who was the best of all has a heart attack. And in 5 minutes, he died. Okay, so he still was in soup a few minutes before he's dead. So really the usual thing is that when a person or a behemoth dies, so first becomes Mishkanes, so the behemoth dies. We are talking about the behemoth now. So when he dies to Mishkanes, if you say that every Mishkanes comes with the Nisa Treike, so why did the Torah have to say, Konveil Mishkanes? In order to become the Vele, it first has to be a Mishkanes function. And it becomes already also Ba'achile. So it wasn't necessary for the Torah to say that when he dies, it's Asur. He became Asur 5 minutes or 2 minutes or 1 minute before he died because of Mishkanes, and Mishkanes is right. So the Gemara says, maybe there is a difference between Mishkanes and Treifo. Treifo means that she is a chaseo. Mishkanes means not a chaseo. But you ask, why is it necessary to have a love of the Velo? Every case of the Velo, so she becomes Mishkanes, so she assumes a Treifo. The answer is, maybe when the behemoth becomes Mishkanes, it's only Asur inside this arrest. So it's a higher Shekhir. So higher Achayir, and Shein Achayir Loisir. And the Mishkanes is Nikar Amuz. Not because of the unorganic defect, because of the functional defect, whatever, because of weakness. So it's also inside this arrest. But the moment he dies, so he's Eivir, Ananese, and Eloises. So the Gemara mentions a raya from the Pasuk that there is no Isares. But Adavurche, the Gemara mentions that he made in Mishkanes his Osea underscored Isares, not underscored Pasuk of the Tribal Israel. So Rabbi Nachman says, he says that in the Rambam, in all the big chiddush, that there are two kinds of Isur. One is there is Treifa Mamash. What is Treifa? That's a mikvah rain. Mikvah rain is Treifa. So that comes to be the love of what's possible to be Treifa. Then there is another misresi. So it's a Chaya Shatir. Chaya Achayil. Even if it's not a chayil. And when the Mishnah says, Kol shein komei ochayil treifo, it means, even if it's not included in our chayil. But it's in a chayil, so it's also, but not treifo mamash. Not treifo mamash. And the score of the Isareset, und Chaya Chaya, Chaya Chaya Chaya, und Rav Nola, und dem ist wirklich, es ist gut Chiddush, in der Revolution of Chiddush. Of course, I mean, it's not so, because no one mentioned it, so it's not so. So, he mentioned the Revolution of Chiddush. There is a loche, koalitzin in Orsa Orsa, koalitzin in Orsa Orsa, let's say, kolom of the Dehim of Meir, because kolom of the Dehim of Meir is a shiva. The kolom of the Trepo is also a shiva. It's also a shiva because koalitzin in Orsa Orsa. Now, so the Magnishnim of the Dehim of Meir, because the Chol Sassures says, that the aloha of Kalayitin and Tomei, or Tomei, Kalayitin, or Sarasa, applies only to Surah, not to Israel. If something, if a certain baby is a Surah and is called Lab, so then the Yeti of the baby is also a Surah, the whole of the baby. But if something, if a certain baby is a Surah and is called an Israel, so the Yeti is not a Surah. So maybe it says like this. I mentioned yesterday there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is the Sirche matzvah? Rashi says because the Sirche addition is indicative of a neket that occurred already. And Tosfos says no. The Sirche is matzvah today, not because it's indicative of a sir of a neket that already occurred, but it symptomatic of the fact that ultimately they will be met. So Melee becomes later right now. So he says, according to Rashi, that the Sirach is indicative of the negative that already occurred. So Melee, the whole of that Behemoth that has a Sirach. So it's a Shur. The whole of that Behemoth is a Shur. But because I eat in Rosh Rosh, because it seems a lot, straight and mannish. Lashim is part of the thesis. The Tzirchi Lashuro, because it's symptomatic of the fact that ultimately there will be a naked Malone. So it's already a Suro. So Rabbi Nachige says, so it's not Trefe right now. Why should it be Trefe right now? There is no naked. But since destined to have an Eker, so it will not survive very long. Because it's destined to have an Eker. So it's also a Mitzadim Sarese, of Zeis HaChayo HaChayo, Shein HaChayo Loiseka. And since it's only Esther Osser and it's called Nisarese, some Mele, the Dragnishin says in the Beit Mechachol HaSures, the Aloche of Hayetim Osser Osser doesn't apply to the whole thing. Now Rashi said, Rashi in regard to Sirche says that it's indicative of the naked that already occurred. But in regard to the pathological mare in the lungs, let's say if it looks like it's yellow and so on, so Rashi says, why is that so? Because it's indicative of the head that it will develop in naked. So according to Rabbi Nachigesh, if a lung, the behemoth, has logical mare, so then the whole of that was obtained in his lifetime before the shrike is materialized. That's what I mean, that's tremendously. And he assumed that I think so. The double novovo means that. But I think the double novovo means the same thing as the music. Not that there are two kinds of traitors. A traitor that is traitor mamish, comes in the love of the Lord, another kind of faith of Nikolomus that comes, but it's not listed in the law of Mishnah Sinai, so it's not faith in Mamesh, but Chayah Chayu Shino Chayah Lysi Chayu, so it's in Israel. And then no, there are many riots that come. Anyway, but the Dogum of Bobo. So one could think that the Dogum of Bobo means that, what Rabbi Nachigesh says. But I don't think so. I think the Dogum of Bobo means why do we see this? Not only the government of Rava says that, looking in the Kudas HaKesef, similar to this. On the relation with the family of the nation, we see now you're in. Cheshemon, Hatu of Hei Meilu Cheshemon, Hatu of Shokono, Vikoma, Vimor Akut Lakum Se Dechul Yidrochi Bapope, Upirish Rashal Akut Lakum Se Dume, Polygon, Vitama Adisios Pala Rambam, Perikeinu Reshkidi Shemon Rak Cheseilu, Shalom Amiposik Lakum Se Yitrei Petesame, Vichinkoshal Asman, Vitu of Shokono, Ufinia Zaiti, the Kudas HaKesef says, Vlikoshe Nide, Dandy, come I come at Homuda, la Pukela Cusse, the Rocky Bacope, become a stomach la Pukela Cusse. The Julia, why the Rocky Bapop? Elevada is here, little Tamude, Dark La Cusse, Dilucci, the Leke Mandi Policolo, behind the stomach, Tamude, Polyhos, Matan, the Rabish Moil, the Mandi Trastrated, Lachiname, Chef Schmeitze, the Hadinai La Cusse. Eladule come out the whole and a place who's going to Shima Lochamish and Sinai, Leafuke Lacus the Rocky Bapope, the Womb of Louis Colomish, the Lava Lochamish and Sinai, with the Loik Rajesh appears during the Polycale, Zelda Saramba, the Siaki Lil, she did the Kosu, Hesn, the Prince Alokan and Sinai, Rasha Rosha Karon Sino, the time, all right, that's not important. So what did he say in the Ramba? That when the murder occurs, Rashi says, So, the Kodim Rambam, he agrees with Rocky Bapope. But that's a different kind of favor. That's not Allah Lemish Messinae favor. That's a different. What different? Later on, it's Mamus Nitzif status. But of course, without Nitzif, I wouldn't know Shabbat. That is what he's talking about. But with Nitziv Teretz, I'm sure that this is what Nitziv says. So what Nitziv said is not something the Nitziv was in the Chayim. The Bobo said it, I think the Shach said it. Okay. Now, You see the choice, how tasteless, counted not only the words in the mind, but in the letters. In faithless or faithless. And there is a soul in the shrike, is it the veil of? And we say it's painful, but then at the end, you can see the television. So if the girl sees evil places, he never said. So there is no war of chaber, because it's something new. But if the five girl sees veil, what does the verb indicate? In other words, it's connection. I mean, it's connected with the rest of Mishneh, not the rest, not the rest, I mean, one of the Mishnehs in the second pair. So now, there is a Mishneh. Shokas Habeshi, the Posaka Ageras. So here it says, Veil Treves. Over there, so Rabbi Yeshivov and Rabbi Akiva was made it Rabbi Yeshivov, that where the Psula curtain, the Shritis, the Veil is. But Veil Treves. This is different. So that's why it says, Leil. So what Baba teaches is, how is it in connection with the membrane of the mea, of the heart? So the Mishnah spells out, if the nekev penetrated into the halali, why in connection with dakin and keres, you know, and cable, doesn't it say lisicho? So only the gabe nikafalev, so it has to be penetrated nekev into the hall. But the other Mikovim Mamatri, even if he doesn't penetrate, even if he just is superficial naked, that doesn't penetrate, doesn't pierce into the hole. No, a naked that doesn't pierce into the hole of the Iber is no naked. But why doesn't it mention? So, Luis, it's not necessary in Islam this quality. Shein dakin or pidishin nekev choshev behemral. Since it has a very thick membrane, then why doesn't it say that nital aleif, if the heart was removed from the behemoth, nital aleif, the lungs were removed from the behemoth, it's Vadaki, and that nital, the intestines are removed. It only says nikala daki, nitala hareye, nikaba, nikva daki, nikva hareye, and nikaba lei. Doesn't say nitala lei, nitala hareye, nitlo hareye, and nitlo adaki. So he says, because it's Kalachino of logic. So he says, "Vinitla aliva riva dakan itzlo mishne bechol mikubime." Since it's mentioned that even a perforation in these organs is not certainly if it is removed, there is only one exception. In other words, that's a clause mentioned by Rashi, that if a nekef is matri, so the removal of the iver is certain. There is only one exception. What's the exception? Tchum, spleen. So, nikava tchum is treife, nitala tchum is not treife. It's an exception. But generally speaking, there is a rule that if a certain eiver is matri de behine by means of inekev, so by means of being removed completely from the organism, it's certain, right? So that's why the mission doesn't have to say nitlo areo, nitala lei, nitlo adaki. But isn't it very remarkable? I mean, you see, those who consider themselves enlightened think that our chachomim, until, you know, science made progress, only they knew as much as do the same. You see, if you ask someone 50 years ago, that the heart was removed from the behemoth or from the human being, and then the behemoth is only treif and not nevelim, he would say you are crazy. Right? How treif? Treif means that the behemoth is living. But it's treif. But the behemoth is dead, it's not shayach to say treif. If you chop off the head of a behemoth, you'll say treif. Nital reish, treif. Because it's nivele, it's meisa. So Tesis says, Taysin discusses the question, Itali, whether it's Treife, or maybe it's not Treife, maybe it's Ksheo also. So Taysin says, no, it is Treife. But Maisri, this, apparently, Taysin realize that it's possible for a person or a Beine to be devoid of a heart, void of a heart, and still it. How long? But still it. Some male, he's because the question, suppose that Behemoth lives for half an hour, and in the meantime, he shechts the Behemoth. So he says, no, it's a soul achur, a slave it is. But obviously, Tesis realized that it's possible for a human being. He says in connection with Abel, certainly in connection with human being is true, that to be devoid of the heart for a very short time and live. Well, they live all the time and we perform heart surgery. Not only a transplant, so without the heart. And then they enable the audience, patient to continue living through a pump and the respirator and everything. But Tesis realized that. Not that Tesis knew all these things, but he realized it. I don't have an argument with a certain professor of science in a certain college, a Jewish fellow, learned him on. So he started to talk about twice, the mighty people, until basically this year, so people thought that he held the heart for 1 second, he can live. So I said to him that shaming in the 12th century knew that. So he said, impossible. Then I showed him the thesis. And he learned. So he said, there must be some mistake here. Now, the Mat Yinis, that's the crazy place here, Yinis and Treger, in Zagoyes and Yodei, in Simen Mem, now, and this thing is mentioned in Shkonoloch also, that Nital Halei, Simen Mem, Sifei, Nital alei, bein biyad, bein mach maschili treif. So the Mati Innocent mentions so he says that Tzvi Ashkenazi, there's a Chacham Tzvi, so Paskit, there was a Shai, a certain woman, opened up the chicken and she didn't find any heart. Then she came to the Chacham Tzvi and asked, is the chicken teres vachile or the chicken is not teres vachile? And she opened up and the chicken was slaughtered. And the woman said that it was, when she got it, it was, it was dead already from the shrite, but it was unopened, but you opened up, couldn't find the heart. So the Chacham Tzvi was asked the Shaila, is the chicken Muteres Bachil or not? So now she should say it's Treife. Nitla Lei, maybe Yad Bimach Maschili, Treife. The Chacham Tzvi Paskin is Muteres Bachil. He says, true, of course, it's possible that the behemoth or a chicken should have the heart removed and live for an hour, half an hour. But how is it possible? I mean without the heart? So apparently, somehow, somebody managed to take out heart of the shrik. She didn't see it, so the woman just didn't notice. There was probably a small cut, and she, somebody who is very knowledgeable, so he pushed out the heart. Where is he? Disappeared. That's what the Chacham Tzvi says. But the Mati Yenison says that his father was chilek on the Chacham Tzvi. Now he says, HaRambam Muheti Kor Machmas Chilek Mishum Yisvirli Lesnitz Yisglal Shiyer Chai Rega Echot Chosleik Umachmas Divri Sarant Machmas Divri Arama Meilu Hagoyen. This is Mati Yenison. It's the fifth line from the end. Hifris Baratzi Ashkenazi, Hifris Almedeso, Vitach, Vitir, Imposachi, Fibim, Volmots Lubo, Ab Lekal Mistel Shindoro, Afu Hoche Kosha, Tim the High Behemo, E. Fuiso Brio, Kingdom Street, with Liheka Shum Kulche, but I never the Hashri. But they say the Aides. Was not open. Well, so there was probably a slight opening and somebody probably took it out. Uladeni Mirvi Rabbi, the Rabbinic Prager says, Lumirli Hatia, Rakhe di Ikel Misle Vishum Dovama, Afuroche di Zal Lislisbe, Nikolmoke, Talim. He says it's very mistaken. Of course, people live today with transplants. So they transplant another heart, natural heart, or artificial heart. Okay, I mean, human heart or an animal heart. I mean, but there has to be something. I mean, just like, okay, it's all right, you know, for a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 50 minutes, okay. So that's why there is aloche, literally, bin biyad bin mahmaschim treifin, like in case a person was so quick and the shechted, you know, before the behemoth died, so it's treife, it's not mitaret ba'achile. But to live for a long time without the heart, how is it possible? How is it possible? So it seems mistaber, like a hunting. Okay. Oh. The Nitali Vareva Dakin Chronisten Chonik Kubimu. The Avogad with Chulam Rigmore, the Nitu Kosher, the Nikastreke, so that's an exception. The whole Hanun Kubim, the Tan, the Tone, Shite, the Koshk Nital. The Nikfamor and Amanir, the Koshk Nital, the Trepo, if the gold blood are the move. Kromokay, nit lakobe du in steilmen ihr klum it's real die efshal die is nit au kolakobe du ja morosh nit ko posakobe ni chara morot du kop die da kobe ban sit pein is vi ho dit nan ga vi kshire is ni kvale du dis khlole so khlema di ni hot why does it have to say that ni kvale what I superficial make it didn't pierce into the hole. It's kshero, naturally, it's kosher, that's no nekev. So, isn't it mentioned here that nikav alevu v'schlole is trefo, implication being, but natal v'schlole is no nekev, and it's not trefo, it's kshero. So why does the Mishneh have to reiterate it in the next Mishneh? The mochalev shaminet avaminu adin somuch v'schlole. This b'schlole means somuch v'schlole, but not mamuch. So the second Mishneh Komash Malon, that it means mamish in this way. Okay, Abdel Vodik Ton Nikvar Gad Geres Kshiro Haini Mishom, why did it says here, Psukas Gad Geres, thus implying that just Nikvar Gad Geres not, why did the Mishneh have to spell it out in the second Mishneh, that Nikvar Gad Geres Kshiro, Heimischen und Wissen, nicht die Kopf, nicht wo er schäfer, aber wo er nicht sagt, ach, gut, schau. Und dann wird, wenn man sagt, Heimischen und Wissen, nicht die Kopf. Denn, now this is question, Gnizbora Shedre Dolunitska Huchalo, it says here, Nizbora Shedre Nizka Huchalo is Dreifel. Implication being that Nizbora Shedre Dolunitska Huchalo, so is Shero. Why does the second mission have to spell out again that Nizbora Shedre Dolunitska Huchalo? It's Shero, isn't it implicit in this first mission? The pshat in the Mishnah is there are two treifes. One is Nishbara Shedre without Nifzakachut, and one is Nifzakachut without Nishbara Shedre. So the second Mishnah tells us that Nishbara Shedre below Nifzakachut is Kshel. In Amarami Baitarte, Komashmelon. No, so first is the istim yochav amin oyo that either one or both together. So komashvelon, the second mishneh, that the important thing is the nifzakahu. In amin baital komash bechut alimuzi. Vinit laker kovet lunishtayr menu kazayis. Lunishtayr menu kazayis. Po bigmor racially safe. Racially safe because implying there's a second Mishnah, implying Nitrakovet Vinishtairmen and Toches Mikazais is Treifel for Christ. But the Mishnah says here Nitrakovet Vinishtairmen and Klum, but if the Mashu is left, even though it's Efekazais that is left, so then it's Kshayo, so the Gemara has the Kashe. The stira between the reisha and the seifa, between the first mission and the second mission. And the Gemara says that there is a machlekes tanoi on that question, whether in order to become reife, it's only the whole liver is important, if all of them are important. But if a piece of the liver remains, even though it's less than a kazayis, so it's ksheiro, or only if a kazayis, l'chol apochas of the liver, of the liver remains. Now today, until a few years ago, surgeons didn't perform operations on the liver. But lately they started to perform operations on the liver and they cut off a substantial portion of the liver too. But science medicine is not so developed that they should be able to cut off practically the whole liver and leave just one piece, and that the person should continue living. But I'm sure that someday they'll be able to do that. All right. The Omarachinok if libeis as a penis for the song culture who made it. So there are two pshat in the Gemara. Either that the Chosro has reference to the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, and there are two treifes. One treife is of Reish and Nikvo, and the other is Reish Chosro, even if it's a chisom b'fnim. Another lotion in the Gemara is no, that is his reference to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Hachitinok of the Samson Penis, but suppose that the lung is perforated, but it's not pierced into the bronchial tubes, then it's not Reife, but if it is Nikev and there is a Chisong, so coupled with the Chisong culture, then even if it's not pierced into the bronchial tubes, Reb Shimon is made it at his right. Drusa Sanei, it's got a treife seif, u'shayach l'misne. There is a separate mishne doing the treife seif. How come that the mishne discuss it here? So it says, Enoch Name, it's really not shayach here. But because Reb Yude mentions the Mishnah also mentions a similar thing in regard to Eid, but actually we're not the Tana here and this Mishnah is not concerned with Eid. Gassin am Disef de Boch, de Ching Yisad, hab Ayat Bisliches, de Cheles Yisroel, Medras Agas, Vinei Sefrichim Chutzim, Vitaine Eloimishum de Sefer Inoki, Dim Kein Bechal Nikuvoi. So why is Druse? Why is Druse, I mean, treif? So he says, so we could say, if it was nidres by lion, or let's say, a bird was nidres by hawk, by falcon, you know, a very big bird of prey, so then it punctures, I mean, it pierces the internal organs, so it's kubo. So he says, no. Safely knock it. Destined to Dinkin, Dinkin Holy Kuri, my time. So you see from this too that the Raya against Rabbeinu Achilish, he says that the Yisr of Sefer Inokiv is not Reva Mamish, but it's an Yisr Esr of Chayo Achayo Shein Achayo Lezir. So how could they say Dinkin Holy Kuri? But there's a big Nachimine. If it's not for the Allah of Truso, so it's only Osam Sadisarese. There is no Malkes, there is no love. But since there is Allah of Truso, so it comes within the love. So we see that Sefer Inoki comes within the love, not only within Israel. It's a raya against the Machesh. From this is, my time will turn Mastis and Damiel, Jussi and Damiel Bisre, that it alone has an abnormal appearance. It looks like ink, or it looks like bosom. So then it's treife, so because. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? As Rashi says, because why is Damiel Yuse Damiel Bisre treife? Because it's Sefer Inoki, so it's included in Nikvoreye, at the time of the Russe, Shoere Seireif, we say for Lamos. Now, here, I mean, Old Rishin mentioned that the business why Russo is not a Yubeimo, because when the lion is tearing Yubeimo, he injects poison into it. Now, if you rest, scientists today will say, they'll all say perchot, that when a lion is there, it's a behemo, so there is no injection of poison. When a snake bites, then it injects poison. But certain insects, when they bite, so they inject poison. But not a lion, doesn't inject poison. So, the Rambam, when he discusses Druso, he doesn't mention the injection of poison. The contrary, we went over with the Rambam, Machos Asures, that means he tore up the behime, so he tore up the behime, so it's only holy kelet. So, what does Druso accomplish? When a lion, let's see, claws the behime, so the behime, when it claws the behemoth, it doesn't inject any venom, but it tears the vital organ. It punctures and pierces, it might pierce the snagging, or I mean, like puncture, also might also produce a negative, it punctures, and it might even tear the vital organs. It all depends what kind of a job the lion does, is whether it tears the behemoth in a superficial way or it tears the behemoth in a very thorough way. So sometimes when a lion tears up the behemoth, it tears all the vital organs, the heart, the lungs, so the behemoth will die on the spot. But it's possible. I looked it up. It's possible that the lion will claw a behemoth, and it will not tear the white walls. It will not even affect visible holes in the walls, but it will puncture the organism of Behemoth mildly, but it will produce excessive bleeding, Mumele, the Behemoth will die, then the Behemoth, if the lion tears up the Behemoth in such a way that it tears the vital organs, the Behemoth will die on the spot. But if the lion will just puncture the Behemoth and he will not tear the vital organs, but he will just puncture it mildly and it will produce excessive bleeding. So the Behemoth will die 2 days later, 3 days later, weeks later, but it will die. So I think this is what the shame. When the shame speak of Ares, it's not to be understood in the usual sense of Ares, Ares, like a snake. In other words, what is poison? Poison is something you don't see. See the poison? You don't see the poison. And so in other words, because the fatality affected by Trise can be done in such a way that you won't see sometimes the lion tears the baby. So you see, it tears the part, it tears the white lord, it's completely. Then the baby dies on the spot. But sometimes it claws it superficially. So it punctures it. You'll ask if it punctures it, some melee to perforate the lungs. Not necessarily. 1 second, please. Not necessarily. Because it might puncture it on the outside. That does not matter. But in the neck, it will go. In the outside, in the skin. And then it will just...